Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf. This year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 111. Pesachim 111, talking about things that could be dangerous for yourself. Reish Lakish said there are four things that one who does them, his blood is upon his own head, and he's liable to pay with his own life, God forbid, for exposing himself to danger at the hands of evil spirits, pointed out by the Rashbam in the notes. These are: one who relieves himself between a palm tree and a wall, and one who passes between two palm trees, one who drinks borrowed water, and one who passes over spilled water, and even that which his wife spilled out in front of him. The Gemara points out in the notes, demons are only permitted to traverse areas not frequented by the general public. Thus, they do not traverse in the middle of the road, but rather on the side of the road near the walls. One who enters this area to relieve himself blocks their way and raises their anger. See Rashbam and Sefer Chasidim as pointed out by the notes. The idea being we have to do what we can not to put ourselves in dangerous situations. We have to do what we can not to put ourselves in sakana, in danger. And Pirkei Avos also talks about elsewhere in the Ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avos, different things that a person would be mitchayev benafsho also, walking on the way and not learning Torah and not guarding yourself properly. That's the idea of why we do hishtadlis, that we have alarm systems and we have locks and we take precautions, we lock our car. We have to do things that we're not putting ourselves in harm's way. We don't purposely drive through a very, very, very bad neighborhood just because. We don't purposely drive through a terrible neighborhood just to see Hashem Yazar, Hashem will help. It's like the story where there was a huge, huge, huge flood and Hashem sent another vehicle, and the guy said, no, I have belief in Hashem. And then he died and came up to Hashem and he said, why didn't you save me? Hashem said, what do you mean? I saved you. I sent you the car and the boat and the helicopter. You didn't realize it. But we can't put ourselves in situations. We have to do our hishtadlut. We have to be careful and not do dangerous things. So we make sure to work. For those of us who can work during the daylight hours, if you can't, obviously you take precautions. Even when I had to work in terrible neighborhoods, outside of the school, I would wear the hat. Inside the school, I'd wear the kippah. But I'd go only during the daylight hours and try to speak to my wife on the phone there and back as much as I could. And different ways that we have to make sure to be safe. The Gemara talks about different things. A person's blood upon his hands. We want to make sure that there's never, God forbid, any metaphorical blood on our hands or other people's hands. Do what we can to be safe. Stay safe, whether it regards to the current events or in general, whatever we could do to be as safe as possible for those and those around us. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 112 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.